painting. I don't want it. And Eddie was on it too. I said, Eddie, so it'll come out of Eddie's and it'll come out of mine, right? And they're like, yeah. And he's still like, I don't understand. I said, you know what? You call the customer and you explain it to them. Let's see what they have to say.
Yeah.
And I called Jesse and I'm like, this is bullshit. And he's like, oh, well, this is how we have to. We can't do that. I'm like,
now, whoever's fucking up needs to call the customer.
That's what I told Chong. I said, you know who needs to eat this, Chong? Whoever made this mistake needs to eat this, not me.
Yeah. Like, it's such a good way to lose a customer, to keep coming back and say, oh, actually, that's so stupid.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be 10 days. Actually, it's going to be more like 15 to 21 days.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, that quote was wrong. This is what it's supposed to be. Oh, sorry, we invoiced you $260 off.
Yeah.
What the fuck? I'm sorry.
No, it's frustrating as hell. Yeah. That's bullshit. But you're getting out.
I hope to God. I so hope. I'm looking at my windshield as it's cracked all the way through my line of sight, and I'm like, I'd love to get my fucking windshield replaced, but there's my windshield right there.
Yeah. So who made the mistake?
Tess.
Well,
don't.
That's not going to work, is it?
No, I mean, there's no. It can't come out of her.
No. It's.
I know that.
Yeah. That's real shitty. Oh my God, car.
Oh, I'm sure I have such a voice that carries. If they heard that conversation, I didn't even go through the front office when I left. I just went to the back.
Yeah. Oh, I don't blame you.
Like, they're probably all going to be defensive and walking on eggshells now.
Whatever. Hopefully they check their numbers.
Never once has anything been in my favor. Never has a mistake been made that's in my favor. Ever.
Yeah. No,
How hard is it? I mean, what's the difference to add 2% onto the tax rate instead of deduct 2%? It's like, can I have a mistake that actually comes back and makes me look good?
No, of course not. Why? Why would they do that? You think they charge the San Bernardino County tax rate and they're outside of San Bernardino County?
I don't know what tax rate they charge. They charged... I don't know what they charged.
Sure as hell didn't charge the L.A. County tax rate.
Theirs is really... It's like 8.5%, and they charged like 6.5% or something like that. I don't know.
Jesus. Fuck charges 6%? It's 10 in L.A.
Yeah, when she said 6, I was like, 6?
Yeah.
That's why I was like, couldn't they have gone the other way? Couldn't they have, you know, put on their 10 and actually said 8? If they had done that, they would have never told me. They would have just kept the money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. But, so was it on the invoice? Did it show the tax rate?
Apparently.
So I bet the customer saw that and didn't say a thing either.
I bet.
So you're going to build a deck, huh?
One day.
Yeah, Yeah. I like that idea.
But if I get this job, I don't want to stay in this house because I am going to need an office.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I've already been looking at houses in this little condo complex that I like, you know, the one I've liked. But there is never anything for sale in it. Never.
Why don't you just build an office at your house?
Where?
I don't know. I've never been over there.
It's kind of small. It's like just under 1,300 square feet.
How many bedrooms?
Two. They're decent size.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, those are big rooms. All right, so, kick Jimmy out. Office, boom.
Well, technically, we have the den, too.
Yes.
So, make that three bedrooms.
And a den is not an office?
The den is the office for James.
Oh, I see. Individual office.
We already talked about this. We're going to... Would you want to be working in the same office? Well, never mind.
I
you guys don't have quite the same relationship that we do.
No, but I would absolutely work in the same office as you, but I wouldn't work in the same office as James. So I understand.
It was what kind of funky, too. I mean, his desk is really big.
Yeah. I wonder if it's a kind. I mean, I like a big desk because I've got three monitors on my desk because I'm programming. But, you know.
No, his desk is full. From one end to the other, it is full.
Yeah. So, you know, that's important. Like, Yana does not have a desk as big as mine. And she has shit on, like, half of it. I don't know how she keeps her desk so messy.
Isn't that messy? You've got, well, we have the printer, which is rather large on one side of it.
Mm-hmm.
That takes a lot of room.
No, we don't put the printer on
and
it
then
yet.
He has two monitors, but the one is one of the double monitors, you know, that's like super, super wide.
Yeah.
And then the other monitor, which is regular size.
His BMW and then, got his fucking signal on. So I'm like, okay, I'll get out of my lane so he can get into it. I get out of my lane to make room for him. The fucker honks at me. Jesus Christ.
Aww.
Glendale.
Somebody else, he's having a bad day.
I think so. I bet he's Asian.
Asians don't honk.
Oh, no, I bet he's Armenian. We're in Glendale.
Armenians honk.
Yeah, they honk a lot. Whatever. I don't give a shit. I'm an Alexis.
Now, do you like your... would you recommend Alexis?
I absolutely would. I like him a lot. It's like... Hold on. If I had the choice between a Toyota, if the features are very comparable, but the Toyota's way cheaper, I would drive the Toyota in a heartbeat. But I like the Lexus. It's super reliable. It runs well. It's incredibly comfortable. I'm going to be sad when I have to get rid of it.
I'm asking this because I'm really jumping the gun here. But I'm thinking if I get this job of getting the Lexus crossover, the NX.
The NX.
Yes.
I haven't seen the NX. I drive an RX.
The NX is pretty sexy.
Okay. Yeah, it's probably great.
I say Ford Lexus because, I don't know, there's a bit of a stigma that they're kind of an old person car.
I always thought that about Mercedes.
I'd have to say the same about Mercedes. And I was saying today, I think the thing is that it's gotten that reputation because normally it's people with money and usually it's older people who have money. Young people don't have money.
That's true. And young kids with money buy BMWs.
Yes.
But I fucking hate BMWs.
I dated the manager for BMW that was over there in Monrovia. He never recommended a BMW.
No, absolutely not. The AC sucks. Because they come from Germany. They don't need AC in Germany. So why make it good? They're not that comfortable either. They're kind of not flimsy, but they're not built for me. But I like the Lexus. I like the Lexus a lot.
Cool. Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, here's my justification. I like 40-year cars, but if I'm going to be driving all over the place, I'd like something a little bit higher up, you know, especially in bad weather and stuff.
Yeah. You should be comfortable. Is the NX all-wheel drive?
There, you have the option of front-wheel drive or all-wheel drive.
Gotcha. Okay. Can you get giant pink eyelashes on it?
Absolutely not.
All right, because I just saw that on a car I passed, and that was awful.
For moral reasons?
So, you just got your car, like, 2 years ago, right? Maybe less?
Yeah, my visor just broke, my windshield broke, and my transmission's already not working.
Oh, my God. What did you buy?
A lemon.
Yeah, but, like, make and model.
Oh, it's an Acura Sport.
Huh. Interesting. I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah,
I like Toyotas and Lexus for, you know, expensive cars, but, so, I guess I kind of like Yana's car, the Subaru, but it's not nearly as comfortable for me to drive as the Lexus is.
I'm sending you a picture right now. It's sexy.
Of what?
I mean, for a crossover.
Right.
I'm trying to send a picture. There we go.
We'll see.
For some reason, the traffic getting onto the 10 is completely stopped, which is not a good sign.
No.
So, they start at 35, I think the model I think is 30.
That's going to be like a $500 a month payment.
I get $500 to $700 in, hello. Why am I drawing a blank? You know what I'm trying to say, right?
Commission?
No, for a car.
Wait, you get money specifically for a car?
Yeah, $500 to $700 plus gas.
Wow. And that's to buy, not to lease?
Yeah.
Shit. I want that job.
I know.
Yeah.
My dad's like, I'd just pocket the money and go get a little Corolla. I'm like, of course you would.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, if I'm going to be living on the road, I want to be comfortable.
Yeah, absolutely. And make sure there's enough room to have sex in the back.
Did you get the picture of the car?
Let me see. Oh, you could totally...
You have to filter through all your naked...
You could totally fuck in that car.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, yeah. I've seen those around. So that's the new Lexus front.
It's
in real.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know how I feel about that.
About what? Is it being new?
About the grill.
Oh, the grill.
Yeah, the giant hourglass thing they've got going on now.
I think I like it better than the old one.
Yeah?
it's a little angular.
A bit.
Yeah. The other one was a little too bubbly.
Okay. Ooh. But yeah, I do like the Lexus.
Yay! I have approval. I better get this damn job.
Yeah. I know. God, that fucker's making me nervous. Don't drive on the line. Oh, God. Cool. Why don't people
weird
drive
to me about it? I don't know.
Go ahead.
You should be do it. What just gets me is it's not like they feel bad about it, like, at all. Like, they don't act like, dude, move out of my way. Like, it's like almost like a normal thing to them. And, oh, the customer is just supposed to accept it.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Like, that's not that small.
It's not like, oh, town. I'm so sorry, you know, this sucks. We unfortunately can't do it. It's not any of that. It's just like, hey, we overcharged them. You need to do this.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, like, if they're used to selling to companies like Waste Management, okay. All right, that kind of makes sense.
I told them that. Yeah.
Yeah, but this is not Waste Management.
I think we're for word just now. That's what I said. And then, wait. What did I say next, Jonathan? What did I say next?
I have no idea.
Aw, you were doing so good.
Probably something about, you know, not alienating new customers or something.
No, I said, this is some little podunk facility in the middle of nowhere that had to take out a loan to buy your fucking tires.
Oh, I was thinking mom and pop instead of podunk.
I went with podunk.
Yeah.
It is. I totally should have married this guy, but he is too short. I think he's actually single.
Yeah?
He's single. Yeah, he's single.
Go find out what his dick tastes like.
I know what his couch looks like.
That's almost the same thing.
Almost. Because he sent me a picture of it to show me his OCD vacuuming style.
What? Excuse me? I mean, clearly he's interested.
Oh, yeah. And he's in his backyard, so I could see his OCD mowing style.
Oh, nice. Nice. Did he show you his pubes so you could see his OCD trimming style?
He didn't show me how he mows anywhere else. I was going to say that next, but then you started in with that. No, there has been actually no sexual innuendos, connotation, nothing to anything. It's been strictly vacuum lines on the couch and mowing lines on the backyard.
Well.
So his parents a 12,000 acre cattle ranch.
Jesus.
Which I think must be the whole city. I'm like, that's got to be the whole city, right?
Yeah. Oh my God, that's so much land.
But he's so small, I could break him. I don't understand how these really fat women feel with, like, little guys.
They're like, oh, he's a dildo. That's all. He's a toy.
His whole body's a dildo.
Yeah. There's a porn star named Phoenix Marie, and I don't think she's, like, she's not fat, but she's not like a dainty little porn star like a lot of the girls you see. She's probably like 5'9 to 5'11, and she's a strong woman. And every once in a while, they'll pair her up with this little tiny, like 5'6 dude, and she just lifts him up and throws him around and, like, uses him as a toy. It's amazing to watch.
So I was going to say there must be a market for this. Somebody,
I guarantee. There's a whole, like, fetish around giant women and, like, Amazons and stuff like that. But you are not a large woman.
Well,
So this guy must.
I am with a very large man, though.
Yes, you are dainty. You seem daintier next to James. But imagining someone who is dainty compared to you is just hilarious.
He's just not. I mean, he's not like. He's just not a big guy.
Right, and I know you like.
He's probably maybe like 5'9". It's not that he's even that short. He's just not a bit. He's built kind of small.
Right. That's pretty short.
5'9", yeah.
Oh.
And I'd say he's a little on the short side, a little on the small side. Like, even, because Ryan was pretty thin, and so I always felt weird next to him, like I was too big, and he was like, are you kidding me? Have you seen my, which is why I would, she was short, but she was thicker.
Right.
So he was always like, have you seen my wife? And she's like, my wife's not overweight. And you're like, you know, way smaller than her. And it was just like, well, maybe I'm just huge. So. and then David was stocky. I wouldn't say he's big or small. He's kind of average.
Okay. Well, yeah, definitely you're not into small guys.
No. Very nice picture, by the way, that I woke up to, and my first thought was, oh my God, did anybody else see that? Whenever I wake up in the morning to your pictures, that's always like my first gut reaction is, wait, did anybody see that? And I'm like,
oh, come on, her face
no,
is
No, it's
covered.
Not
it's
red.
Fine.
Of course nobody saw that. It was a picture of a girl. James would just be like, I knew it. I knew it.
You're into girls who look like yourself.
Oh, wait. Oh, no. That would be bad, because then he'd think you took it.
Yes. Yes, he would.
Oh, bad idea, Jonathan. Only send me pictures of girls that don't look like me.
Unless you're already awake.
Unless I'm awake.
Oh, gosh. All right. Redheads or brunettes?
Both.
Both. All right, done. I'll just keep the blondes to myself.
You can give me the blonde. Here, send me that one. I'll send it back to Doug.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting them for. So anytime, he's like, hey, send me a picture. All right, let's go kind of
look. Okay, so keep the ones that look like me for during the day until I say I'm going to go to sleep. And once I say I'm going to go to sleep, No more pictures that look like me.
Right, just fat, messy cocks and brunettes and redheads. Done. I can.
Maybe not messy cocks either. So keep it to Miss Piggy Porn and redheads and brunettes.
As soon as I saw that Miss Piggy picture, I was like, I need to spread this around. I can't be the only one.
That was disgusting.
Look, Miss Piggy knows how to have a fun time, and Kermit knows how to let Miss Piggy have a fun time.
Kermit doesn't really look like he's having a fun time. It looks more like he's being forced.
A little bit, yeah. I mean, he is restrained in some of those.
He's really got that BDSM thing going.
Oh, yeah. No,
BDSM.
Yeah, that's right. He's a gimp frog, that's for sure. But some guys are really into that. Some girls are really into it.
Yeah. Don't hold me down.
You just cut out like crazy there. I missed all that.
I said I don't mind being held down, but nobody holds me down.
You like a little of that. You like a little choking.
I like a little bit.
Yeah.
Don't remind me.
I'll save that thought.
Don't remind me. Waste Expo keeps popping up on my mind, running into her, what that's going to be like.
Maybe she's into girls.
I don't think so. She's a bitch.
That does not preclude her from being interested in girls. But, It's too much.
How about that? She's not fine, sir.
Okay, that makes a bigger difference. Yeah, it's probably too much to hope for that she's trying to track you down to have sex with you.
Yeah, I think she's trying to track me down so she can, like, you know, give me dirty looks.
Yeah. Well, I hope that makes her day better.
I think it probably will. Doug is like, he goes, I don't understand why she wants to go on the floor. He's like, I told David, who takes their wife on the floor? And I'm like, oh, I know why she wants to go on the floor.
Because she's looking for you.
I'm like, you want me to explain this to you? I'd rather not.
Yeah. I mean, he should be aware that she thinks you and David had an affair, right? Isn't he aware of that?
So his words to me were, I don't know what you did. But it must have been pretty bad to have her so freaked out.
Right. Okay. So he knows that she's after you.
Oh, yes. He knows that.
Okay. Cool.
I don't think he knows the extent, because he just knows about the initial. He doesn't know that she kept on trying to track me out.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. So he might not actually knows about the first.
He has tried. He has gone fishing for what have I done with his son.
Well, he doesn't need to know any of that.
And then he says right after that, I don't want to know.
Of course. But he does. But he doesn't. He does if it means
he
that.
He does. I know.
Yeah. If it gets you to sleep with him, he wants to know.
That's gonna be a weird position to be in. I think it's like I want to know because I want to know the juicy gossip on my son,
right.
But I don't want to know because then it makes sleeping with her weird.
See, that's. I don't know if it's that because I don't want to know the juicy gossip on my kids, but I want to know the juicy gossip on the girl I want to bang. That's fun.
But he doesn't want to know because it's his son.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. Because, like, I like hearing about you having sex with people. That's exciting for me. Even if you and I were having sex in the middle of having sex.
So he... Well, yeah. So you're saying that you think he wants to hear my sex story. He just doesn't want to hear it with his son.
Right, exactly. He wants to hear about you having sex. He doesn't want to hear about David having sex. So that's the...
I honestly... You can imagine that, but I honestly, knowing him, I think he's just curious as to what... For one, he wants to know what I sent him. He tried to get that out of me several times.
Right.
He wants to know what I sent him. And he wants to know how far he got.
Because he wants to know how far he can get.
Maybe that's what it is. But then he's like, no, don't tell me. I'm like, I'm not going to tell you anything anyway. That's just weird.
Right. So you wait till you're having sex with Doug and then tell him and see what happens.
How would you... Okay, you told me about your experience with your brother and you slept with...
Yeah.
Did you not think about her comparing you to at all?
The only thing I thought about was later she was bent over the bed... And I was pounding her from behind, and I asked, how do you like this position? And she says, I don't know. I've never been with anyone big enough to do this position. And I was like, oh, well, I'm going to file that away in my feel-good folder.
Big enough as in because it doesn't feel good unless you have a bigger cock?
I didn't even ask. I didn't ask if I was just... James,
I can't bend over with James or do doggy style because he's not big enough. It doesn't hit the right spot.
What does that mean?
It means that you, the pitch, even though for you it feels deeper, for me at least, it doesn't feel like you're, like, going in at all.
Huh. Interesting. Okay. Okay. Curious.
So,
all right. Well, it worked for her.
And Ryan was so big, everything was just uncomfortable.
Right. Right. I don't know, like, Yana, when Yana and I were having a lot of sex, she was always, like, face down on the bed or, like, you know, belly down with her butt sticking up, and I would slip in that way, and she got off that way a lot.
So, okay, her butt up to you, she'd get off.
Right, right.
Okay.
She wasn't big on doggy.
I could get off that way with David, but I could get off with him anywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
Was more psychological.
No, because with Ryan, it never, even though I was more into it, it just never, it's not psychological. I was actually just talking to somebody else about this. It's the size. It's not psychological. It's where you're hitting. You got to be able to hit the right spot.
I'm so glad to hear this, because I know it's bullshit when they say it's not, when people say it's not the size of the boat. It's the motion of the ocean. No,
it is the size of the boat, but there are boats that are too big, apparently.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. You gotta park those ones way offshore.
Yeah, no, and the first guy I ever had sex with had a teeny tiny little dick, and that was the worst sex I ever had.
Yeah, but I mean, he had two things going against him, a little dick, and it was your first, so.
But I had sex with him a few times.
Okay, and it just never got better, really?
No. Oh my god, and he loved it from, like, behind, and that totally was like, especially with a teeny tiny little dick. He had no girth or length.
James
has girth, just not a lot of length.
Oh, man.
David had more length and not as much girth.
Okay. I don't know how that poor Christian girl took my whole dick in her ass.
Wow.
Like,
you've done that one before.
She seemed very innocent, but at the same time, it didn't take much work at all to get up there.
David? Oh my god.
Yeah?
How you call me David? I paused because I'm like, should I just go with this and say something about David, or should I tell him that I'm calling him?
Well, I guess I am the surrogate, so it's fine.
I don't know where I was going.
Alright, we were talking about Christian girl, not her first time taking it in the ass.
Okay, so, people that don't know me well think that I am extremely, extremely prudish.
Okay, prudish?
Prudish, what's the word that?
Prudish is like non-sexual.
Yeah, people think I'm prudish and conservative.
Okay. Which, on the outside, maybe.
Okay, but am I?
Not in private.
Okay, so maybe she was the same way.
I think so. She really wanted to have sex a lot, I think. She just was very conservative and creative. But still, Trisha, I got a thick dick, and if you've never had anything up your ass before, she was a champ.
she has had something up her ass before, or she just has a very loose
Could just have a loose butthole. That's entirely possible. But, like, thinking back, she rode me pretty hard. So, good for her.
Yeah.
She said the guy that she started seeing after me didn't believe that she'd never had sex before. And I'm thinking, that's because you have. Just, you know. Not in the pussy.
Yeah. Although I have to say, I caught on pretty quickly.
Yeah. That's the thing. You gotta have sex with a lot of virgins to be like, oh yeah, this person's a virgin. They don't know what they're doing. Like, even girls who have a lot of sex, boring.
So one of my girlfriends, she's kind of tough and just is always like a man hater and everything. And she actually didn't have sex until she got married to her husband.
Okay.
And she called me up and she's like, this is not going so well. And I'm like, what do you mean it's not going so well? And she's like, I don't know. I just can't figure this out. And I'm like, how can you not figure this out?
What was she having trouble with?
I don't know. She was, apparently it just wasn't, she never really got into details. She was just like, this isn't working. I'm like, what the? Venus isn't working. It's natural.
Is she
into
girls?
It's in a little hole.
Is she into girls?
No. She was just telling me last night, though, how much lesbians like to come into their... They own a distillery. How much lesbians love their distillery.
Oh, I bet.
And I'm like, I said, are you sure they don't love you?
Yeah.
She's like, I don't think so. And then she proceeded to tell me how she was house-sitting for this lesbian couple and that the one kept brushing her boob accidentally. And she's like, but it meant nothing. I'm like, Allison.
She knows a lot of lesbians for someone who's straight.
She wasn't brushing your boob accidentally.
No, definitely not. Just like if a gay dude accidentally brushes my dick, it's not accidentally. He knows where dicks are, and he knows how to brush them.
Yeah, yeah.
I think she's into girls.
I don't know. But being that she didn't have sex until she got with her husband, I don't think that she's going to start experimenting with girls right away.
No, she's just going to feel repressed and unhappy with sex, and it's not working out.
I never asked what her husband's view on it was, but I should one day.
Yeah.
He had had sex before.
Yeah. I had sex once.
I don't know. I know. You had sex twice. There's proof of it.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I don't know about any more than that, but...
No, there's definitely proof of more than that.
Did you say there's no proof of more than that?
No, there is proof of more than that.
Oh, there is proof of more than that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
In your car? With the blue light?
No. On a hard drive. On a secret hard drive.
Really? I want to see...
You want to see pictures of me having sex with girls?
I do.
All right.
This is probably a super, super bad idea, though, because if I tell you that, you're going to, like, start inundating me with them, and James is going to be like, what the heck? And I'm going to be like, I don't know, he accidentally sent them.
I've even got a blonde.
Do you really?
Yeah, she doesn't look like you, though.
Oh, that's too bad. Hey, I'm going to run in... somewhere? Can I call you in a minute? Or 10 minutes, depending on how long it takes?
I'll be home in a minute, but...
Okay.
Mallory's coming over, so I'll be available to text you. That is.
Oh, text me, let me know how that's going.
Alright, will do. Gonna be fun with this.
Don't sound so disappointed. Have fun. Bye.
Bye.